Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Debbie Hicks, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. And today is Sunday, July 21st, and I'm reading Acts 27, verses 1 through 26 from the NIV version. And just happy Resurrection Sunday today as we continue on with our reading. Paul sails for Rome. When it was decided that we would sail for Italy, Paul and some other prisoners were handed over to a centurion named Julius, who belonged to the Imperial Regiment. We boarded a ship from Adramidium, about to sail for ports along the coast of the province of Asia, and we put out to sea. Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was with us. The next day we landed at Sidon from Julius. In kindness to Paul, allowed him to go to his friends so they might provide for his needs. From there we put out to sea again and passed to the lee of Cyprus because the winds were against us. When we had sailed across the open sea of the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we landed at Myra in Lycia. There the centurion found an Alexandrian ship sailing for Italy and put us on board. We made slow headway for many days and had difficulty arriving at Cnidus. When the wind did not allow us to hold our course, we sailed to the lee of Crete opposite Salmon. We moved along the coast with difficulty and came to a place called Fair Havens near the town of Lycia. Much time had been lost and sailing had already become dangerous because by now it was after the Day of Atonement. So Paul warned them, "Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and cargo and to our own lives also." But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. Since the harbor was unsuitable to winter in, the majority decided that we should sail on, hoping to reach Phoenix and winter there. This was a harbor in Crete, facing both southwest and northwest. Then the storm came. When a gentle south wind began to blow, they saw their opportunities, so they weighed anchor and sailed along the shore of Crete. Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called a northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it and were driven along. As we passed to the lee of a small island called Cauda, we were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure, so the men hoisted it aboard. Then they passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together, because they were afraid they would run aground on the sandbars of Syrtis. They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship be driven along. We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. On the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. After they had gone a long time without food, Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourself this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep your courage, because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. We must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island.'" Thank you for listening along to the reading today. When I read this, it reminded me of how much trial and tribulation Paul had already suffered, and now he's trying to get to Rome to stand trial before Caesar. And once again, he just has so much trials and tribulations. It's just heart-wrenching in so many ways. But that seems to be how life often is. We have lots of trials and tribulations. But for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, He is always there for us. He always takes care of us. And just like God appeared to Paul and quieted his heart so that he knew not to fear, we just need to pray each and every day that God will just give us peace and joy in knowing him. Will you pray with me now? We just thank you, Lord, for this day and all your blessings. Even though we may have trials and tribulations, we are so thankful that you are there for us. You hear us. You bless us. And we thank you for this. We just ask you to fill our hearts with joy in knowing you. Forgive us of our many sins and walk beside us each and every day while we have our trials and tribulations. And let us rest in you and you alone. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.